Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriller Coin Talk. Today is December 20th, 2018. Yeah, market's looking up. Bitcoin is at 4K. That's right. So, man, just so much great news out there. We got Blockstream launching out satellites this week. Yeah, it's going to cover the whole hemisphere. We got Coinbase saying they're going to give away free tokens. And of course, crypto Twitter is in an uproar over it. We even got Brian Armstrong fighting back on Twitter, which was pretty interesting. And then we have Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel, that's right. He is investing in a company called Layer One. Yeah, they're gonna try to change the world in this whole crypto space. And of course, we got Tim Draper doubling down on his investments, like always with OpenNode. And then don't forget about Binance Labs. That's right. CZ is taking it more mainstream in 2019, it looks like. And of course, Gemini launching their app earlier this week. But I think the biggest news of the year, if I can say so, is the Token Taxonomy Act. That's right. So today it was introduced by Congressman Warren Davidson and Darren Soto. They are looking to pass a bill that will amend the Securities Act of 1933 and to exclude digital tokens from the definition of a security and basically take the hands away from the SEC and move it over to the CFTC. Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. I'm reading through the whole document. I'll put a link in the show notes. But if you look over this bill, they pretty much are wanting to give the CFTC the ultimate power to regulate these cryptocurrencies. And there's even a passage in here that talks about consensus reached in a network when it goes from becoming a security to a cryptocurrency. And this is all on the table. And they're hoping that these amendments will apply with respect to transactions entered on or after January 1st, 2017. Pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's very cool. This is something that I think we were speculating in June and May about because we were hoping for like a safe harbor. And it looks like, looks like they're passing a bill to give us that safe harbor from earlier this year. So if you got in at the peak this year and you're worried about paying taxes on it and stuff, well, hang on a second. Looks like we have one more day tomorrow. We'll see if this bill gets passed. Probably not. But after that, of course, they're going to go into their holiday season and they're going to come back first of the year. And when they do, if it gets passed, this Token Taxonomy Act of 2018, this is going to be big news for crypto. And you're probably wondering, how big is this car? Well, I'll tell you. If you, and I'm not a person who is, who looks too much into government. So let me make that caveat, or knows so much about how governments work. Even though I have family and, my mom, she works for the government, but I will say from what I can gather and what I can look up and from people I'm talking to, it sounds like this is going to give us a regulation that is going to be needed for the space to evolve. And ultimately this makes crypto a viable investment vehicle. And it also gives the power back to the creators, because ultimately that's who we're fighting for. I'm fighting for the individuals out there that want to be developers, that want to be able to create their own cryptocurrency, or want to be able to create a new decentralized exchange and not be hit with a lawsuit, down the line, or a fine. So this will give them that opportunity to create freely and ultimately not worry about the SEC coming down on them if it starts off as a quote unquote security and turns into a decentralized network, very much like Ethereum. Yeah, it's this bill has the potential to change that. So we can literally have something like EOS that started off with this year-long ICO and then turns into a decentralized commodity, regulated by the CFTC. And before you know it, EOS is freely traded and handled like a cryptocurrency, or handled like a utility token, very much like Stellar. So I'm very happy about this news. I think this is the best news of the year. I think this is the biggest news. There's a lot of people talking about it right now. A lot of people don't know what to make of it. But I will say that if you're looking at this stuff every day and you talk to these regulators and you go to these conferences, this is what they've been waiting for. This is the regulation bill they wanted. So let's hope this gets passed. And we'll be watching this very closely. And yeah, exceptional news by far. And, you know, there's a lot of talk out there. What caused this little run, you know, this week up to 4K? I just think that the people that were going to shake out of this have shaken out. I think ultimately you can only beat a dead horse so many times, right, before everything gets shaken out. And if you lasted this whole, what seemed like since after Thanksgiving, right, pretty much right after Consensus Invest in New York last month, it just has been down, just gone down and stayed down and just seemed like forever. But this is a great thing about crypto. We've been up for 30, we're up 30 billion, you know, this week. And this is why these markets are still small. And once we get to a $1 trillion market or even a $2 trillion market, we'll start seeing some stability. But ultimately, if you made it past this part already, I think you're going to be just fine. We'll talk about more about where this is going here in Coin Talk. But just wanted to say the great news this week, all across the board, has been fantastic. And it makes me extremely bullish for the future. With that, let's get into Coin Talk, starting now.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trades, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering, isn't it? This crypto dream. Only on Coin Talk.
Oh, right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, it's time for Coin Talk. Your favorite part of this episode, probably every episode at this point. No, I'm excited to talk about coin. I really am. There's so much speculation out there. And gosh, I just love speculating. That's one of my favorite things to do. I think we all love speculating and we all like to think that we know exactly where it's going to go, but ultimately we don't, right? But before we jump into all that, let's dive into a couple things I want to mention. So we have our t-shirts. They're on sale for $24. I only think one person has bought one at this point, which is kind of disappointing. But thank you to that one person that purchased one. I really appreciate you. You're the reason I make Thriller Podcast. I think people just don't want this shirt. I think people just don't like the design, or, you know, maybe they're broke, or maybe this crypto space has, you know, made them feel, you know, a little bit different. Who knows what it is? But I will say this. If we don't sell 4 shirts, because we have to sell at least 5. If we don't sell 5 shirts, you know, here in the next 48 hours, which I think it ends Saturday morning. So if we don't sell 4 shirts by Saturday morning, I don't think I'm ever going to sell shirts again. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I was going to make a shirt after this one just because I was like, okay, cool. Somebody wants to buy them. And it looked like people were interested in it. So I was like, okay, cool. And then now seeing no one buy any, I'm like, yeah, I don't think anybody wants to buy a Thriller Podcast or a Thriller shirt. I just don't think that's going to happen. So I think this will probably be the last time we ever do a t-shirt run. I just don't think t-shirts are in. I don't know. Prove me wrong. If we sell 5, I will definitely, you know, create another t-shirt and we'll go from there. But if we don't sell at least 5, I just don't see us create another shirt ever at this point. We're going to have to find another way to fund this studio. I don't want to use ads. Like, I don't want to have an Audible ad before every show, but I'm starting to think that might be the only way to, you know, to get money for the studio. Kind of sucks because I feel like it's going to ruin a great show. But prove me wrong. Tell me I'm crazy. Buy a t-shirt today. Tell me that I am wrong. Show me that you don't want ads by buying a shirt, because I don't want to I don't want to fund this whole endeavor. Yeah, I don't want to fund this whole thing with ads. I don't want to put like a, you know, whatever. I don't even know what they have. What is it, like a Netflix? Do they still do Netflix ads? No, they do Audible ads. I know that for a fact. They do like Squarespace ads. They do all those crappy ads. Like, I feel like that's the route we're going to have to take, or we're just never going to have a studio and we're just going to forever be stuck in this room. But I don't want to be stuck in this room. I don't want to be stuck in this room creating a show every day. I want to be out in the real world and have people come over from the crypto space. And that's why we're doing this t-shirt run. It's literally all the money's going to the studio. It's not going in my pocket. It's not going anywhere else but the studio. I have a separate account for it that I opened up, and it's all going in there. Yeah, so far I think we've raised a total of $86. If we include the one t-shirt sale that we did, I think it's like at $96. So yeah, we're doing pretty good overall. I just wish we were you know selling more of these shirts, but maybe it's the design. I don't know. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that you want a shirt. Tell me that you want to buy it. I mean, I feel like $24 is a fair amount for a shirt, especially if the profits are going to a studio. But yeah, I think if we don't sell, you know, 4 shirts here in the next 48 hours, we're gonna have to start looking at ads, unfortunately. And ads will pay a lot more. We'll pay a lot more, frankly. I mean, they're gonna pay like $50 or $100 a week, you know, but it's gonna be at the cost of listening to it every single episode. I'm sure you could skip over it, but it's just going to be, yeah, it's not going to be cool. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be what makes this podcast great. It's so clean. I like it, but I don't know. I feel like ads are going to have to be a thing, but prove me wrong. If we sell these shirts, you know, then we won't have to go the ad route. We can keep it clean and fresh and we can have it. But yeah, that's going to have to be something that we're going to be looking towards, because I want to move this, you know, this space. I want to move this space to a bigger space, and I want to have people over and do it big, and it'd be a lot of fun. But yeah, anyways, 48 hours, 4 shirts, $24. Buy a shirt. Prove me wrong. Tell me that you want me to keep creating shirts. Tell me that you don't want ads in the show. Yeah, I mean, that's all I got. Yeah. So, and then also, another thing too, want to mention that we have our giveaway next month. We're still doing it January 1st. So we're giving away crypto on January 1st. So all the people, if you haven't signed up yet, go ahead and sign up to our newsletter. Links in the show notes. That's going to be free. There's no charge for that. That's just something that we do, our monthly giveaways. I'm not sure we're going to do this year. Probably Bitcoin. I'm thinking we're going to do Bitcoin giveaway on January 1st. Just because money's been tight for the most part here at the end of the year, but I've been putting a little bit as I can into that Square app and buying some Bitcoin. But I know right now, before we get to Coin Talk, right now Voyager is still doing that $25 giveaway. And I think it ends this weekend. So if you haven't gotten your $25 of free Bitcoin from Voyager, I don't know what you're doing. You need to get on board with that. The link's in the show notes. So there's really no reason not to get free $25 of Bitcoin unless you don't want to give them, you know, your personal information, which is, I don't even think they require a social security card. I think it's just like your name and your email address. So yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't get $25 for free. It's literally $25. Yeah, I signed up like the first day. I was like, screw this. A lot of people have signed up, but it's like some people who have it, I'm just like, people are always complaining like, oh, I want more Bitcoin, or I wish somebody would give me free Bitcoin. Well, somebody's giving you free Bitcoin, giving you $25 of Bitcoin. And if they give it to you $25 at the price that it is now, Bitcoin's gonna triple or even quadruple here fairly soon. And when it does, that $25 is going to turn to $125, and that's all going to be for free. So yeah, it just makes sense to grab some why you still can, especially if they're giving it away. I don't know. The link's in the show notes. Use it and get your $25 at Bitcoin, because I think it literally ends on Saturday as well too. So after that, you're gonna be SOL free Bitcoin, because I definitely think 2019 is going to be the year that you're going to see less crypto giveaways in regards to, like, I think we'll still do it, but I'm saying, like, you're not going to have these companies giving away free crypto or like free Ethereum or free Bitcoin here fairly soon. Like, that's, I think that's going to go away for sure. Anyways, I think that's all we got. Yeah, that's all we got. With that, let's get into our disclaimer. That's right. We got to play the disclaimer. So much speculation out there. So much FUD. So much, you know, people saying, short Bitcoin, short it. You don't know what to believe, honestly, because you're like, oh, what do I do? We're kind of in a spot right now where people are like, do I go? Do I buy? Do I sell? What do I do? Well, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. But ultimately, you have to decide, right? But before we do any of that, roll the disclaimer.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk. That's right. We got a $136 billion coin market cap right now. Literally went up 30 billy. That's right. 30 billion this week. Can't believe it. Just astronomical. To the heavens, they say. To the moon. To the moon, young man. To the moon. Got Bitcoin 41.72, like a beast, up 10% today. XRP at 37 cents. Oh, man. So, you know, I don't know who listens, but there's a couple people. I'm not going to call anybody out because I don't like calling people out, but I am going to talk about something. So bear with me for a second. So there's a couple people in this space, and they always come from crypto YouTube, which is kind of weird, but there's a couple people that are like really into XRP, really into Ripple. And that's cool, man. Like, if that's where your bags are at and you have a lot invested in it, that's good. Like, that's cool, man. You're all for it. But to not look at the white paper when it comes to Ripple or what you're investing in and not fully understand it, but then call other people out because they're doing the exact same thing you're doing, is just plain idiotic, in my opinion. Yeah, so I would just say that if you hold a heavy bag of Ripple and you haven't looked at the white paper and you don't understand what you're looking at, and all you do is listen to, you know, Ripple YouTube, and that's where you're getting all your information, but you're not looking at the other side of things, gosh, I don't know what to tell you. I will say with Ripple, in regards to what they're doing, they're a great company. I've always said they're a great company. I think they're one of the best crypto companies. I do think it's kind of idiotic at this point for them to distance themselves from XRP and play like they don't have any control over the levers, or that it's not as centralized as it really is. You look at something like Ethereum, it's at 118. A lot of people were shitting on Ethereum at $80. You have some people in this space, big names in this space, saying, oh, you can't have Ethereum go up and the rest of these altcoins go up if Bitcoin goes up. that doesn't mean anything. Bitcoin can only be the only thing going up. Oh man, that rhetoric gets old. It gets old because, you know, these people are very smart. Like, they're smart. They've been in the space, usually old heads that's been in this space for a long time, and they understand the value of Bitcoin, but they just are blindsided by the fact that other technology out there can't compete with what Bitcoin is trying to do. And I think if you're somebody who's a fan of technology and who understands the fundamentals of networks and the fundamentals of building out a decentralized network, I think you have a little bit more appreciation of the fact that Bitcoin, as decentralized as it is, needs these other crypto projects to succeed, and vice versa. You can't have a cryptocurrency market without cryptocurrencies with an S at the end. You can only have Bitcoin. So for people to shit on all these quote unquote alts, as they call them, is just idiotic. It's just idiotic. I don't understand it. At this point, it leads me to believe they hold nothing but Bitcoin and look at nothing else. So they have every incentive to scare away people from looking at any other cryptocurrency but Bitcoin. And that's the wrong mindset, because they're not actually looking out for the future of this whole decentralized movement. They're actually looking out for themselves. And that's wrong, because that doesn't make them any better than the hordes of the 1% that own all the fiat in the world. The only difference is they hold all the Bitcoin. Yeah. And that's my 2 cents on that. And that'll always be my 2 cents on it. I don't want a crypto project to come in this space and, you know, take over Bitcoin. I don't want that. But if it happens naturally over time, then so be it. Do I think that's going to happen? Absolutely not. I think Bitcoin is in fairly good shape and can fend for itself at this point. It doesn't need these quote unquote maximalists out there preaching the gospel about how every other coin or every other project besides Bitcoin is utter shit. That makes you a 1% of this cryptocurrency space. And I'm sorry, there's a lot of different fractions at this point, and it's going to keep getting splintered off even more. So eventually, you know, you're basically putting people at war with each other when there's really no war to be fought amongst ourselves. The war is against the people that hold the fiat. I thought we knew this already, but I get off my soapbox now. We got Bitcoin Cash at 218 at up 61%. Holy Lord. We got Stellar at 13 cents, up 12% today, taking number 5 spot. Oh, wow. Got EOS, $2.75, up 8%. Yeah, man. Gosh, man. It's one of those things where, you know, I want to say last year we looked at EOS and I was very skeptical. Then it got released this year in May, I believe, May or June. I think it was June 1st, right? ICO ended. And at that point, it just started dropping along with everything else. Wasn't until this, you know, this whole crypto winter started where I started looking at EOS and with different eyes, probably because of the price and because it was still in the top 10. At this point, I think there is a need for EOS in this space. I wish they would have done things a different way when they started, but ultimately, you know, people say that about Ethereum. But I do think EOS is important at this point from a project standpoint and to a contribution to moving this whole space forward. There's a lot of EOS developers out there that listen to the show now. If you're looking at it just strictly as making more, you know, money, EOS is going to give you nice returns here in the next 12 months for sure. Especially from the price if you got in a week ago at $1.80. Got Litecoin at $33. Litecoin these days, man, you know, I feel like at this point, the only thing that's keeping Litecoin standing is its long-standing friendship with Bitcoin. It is a silver to Bitcoin, as they say, or they used to say, not so much anymore. But ultimately, I'm looking to see what happens with Ethereum, if that gets kind of added to this whole institutional space right after Bitcoin. And then after that, it's going to be interesting to see what they add after that. Is it going to be Litecoin? Some people are speculating that it's going to be XRP. Other people are speculating that it could be Bitcoin Cash. It's going to be interesting to see what's the third crypto that gets added to this whole, you know, cryptocurrency space. Should be fun. We got Tron at 1 penny. I will say this, short term, you know, this is like the old days, right? Like last year when we used to call this shit out, right? When it would happen. You're going to see a pump on Tron. I can tell you already. You're going to see it go from 1 penny right now to 4 cents, maybe even 5 or 6 cents. And I'm not even trying to pump Tron or anything. I'm just telling you, it's just going to happen. We got the Tron conference happening here in San Francisco. I believe it's the 7th of January, the 8th, somewhere around there, the 19th maybe. And you're going to see Tron go through the roof. There's people speculating on crypto Twitter that this is why we have our disclaimer. This is why we have this whole speculation hat on right now. Like, people are saying that Tron is going to partner with the NBA at this point. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't think that's going to happen. But if there's some people out there that don't follow this space and they hear the word Tron and they hear the word cryptocurrency and they hear the word NBA, holy crap, you're going to have a lot of people automatically purchasing, going out of their way to purchase Tron. Very similar to what happened with XRP last year. I don't think it'll go up too high, but I do think if you buy some right now at a penny and you hold for the next 30 days, I think you're going to see a pump. It's a considerable pump, at least by the factor of 2 or 3 or 4, in my opinion. And this is an easy call, but it's still a speculative call, but I think it's an easy call. I will just say that. And I'm still holding a little bit of Tron, but I might pick some up this weekend to make way for that. I'll be very surprised if it doesn't, you know, double or triple or quadruple here short term before the conference. Yeah, it's very the same thing that happened to XRP when XRP had their conference this year. Went up to like 73 cents and it crashed back down to 40 cents, whatever it was. I think we'll see that with Tron. It'll go from a penny to like 7 or 6 cents. People will make a lot of money short term. Got Cardano at 4 cents, up 21%. We got IOTA at 35 cents, up 23%. We got Monero at $55. I think Monero right now is currently a steal, still at $55. It's going to become more important as the years go on, especially as Bitcoin becomes more institutionalized at this point. I think Monero is going to be the next target that people look to as a savior. But we'll see. We'll see. It's still a long ways off, but $55, if you don't at least have some Monero, that's probably one I would hold long term. Got Dash at $95. Got Binance Coin at $5.85. CZ is going to give you every incentive to hold Binance Coin, let me tell you. We got Ethereum Classic at $4.85. Ethereum Classic is another one, kind of like a Litecoin that I'm thinking, you know, will this be added to the institutional space? Like, was this a commodity that people will come after, you know, either Ethereum or Litecoin or Bitcoin Cash? Is this going to be something that's coveted as a commodity, Ethereum Classic? So $4.85, it might be a long play for this, but that's going to be one too as well. Zcash is another one I'm looking at, $66, up 15% today. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see too, what exactly happens with that. And for the most part, everything is up. We even got we've got Omise Go at $1.67. And our biggest 24-hour change is Bitcoin Cash, 61%. At $218, damn, went up really high. And then Bitcoin SV, which I don't recommend you buy, absolutely not. yeah, for sure. I would not waste your money on Bitcoin SV at this point. Everything else looks good. Cardano doubled pretty fast, 2x. Yeah, I think that's it for Coin Talk. Blah. With that, let's get on to the end of the show. Remember, buy a t-shirt, $24. Yeah, I'm going to keep shilling it to the end of the show because I really want this studio and I really think that building it within our community is the way to do it. I don't think that you should actually have to reach out to a conglomerate or some other big company out there to do something that could help a lot of people. I just don't want to play ads during the show. Like, I think that's just lame. But, you know, buy Bitcoin, save the world. See you next week.
This is the end of the show.